Suspect arrested in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. More details emerging regarding the arrest of 28-year-old Brian Koberger for last month's fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students. Fox's David Spunt has more details.
This arrest happened early this morning. FBI involved with the help of Pennsylvania State Police. I actually was just texting a law enforcement source who's getting regular briefings on this unfolding situation, and I'm told FBI agents right now are swarming that Hyundai Elantra that was picked up in Pennsylvania along with the suspect.
Scranton police are holding Koberger without bond. Koberger is a PhD student in the criminology department at Washington State University. A law enforcement official says DNA played a major role in identifying Koberger as a suspect. The White House denying a bunch of investigation requests made by House Republicans, who are taking over control of the chamber next week. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports in Christiansted, St. Croix, where President Biden is vacationing.
The White House tossed oversight demands from House Republicans into the bunker, claiming they had no authority while they were in the minority. The incoming chair of the House Oversight Committee says the stall buys the White House a few months' time before any court would enforce a subpoena. The oversight requests pertain to questions over the administration's handling of the southern border, fentanyl, the energy crisis, the Afghanistan withdrawal, and the origins of COVID. More than 150 requests over the last 2 years, which will have to be resubmitted next week.
The White House counsel's office says the Biden administration intends to work in good faith with Republicans in the upcoming term. ABC News announcing legendary broadcaster Barbara Walters has died at the age of 93. Walters hosted the primetime show 2020 and created the daytime talk show The View. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Six people were given presidential pardons on Friday. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has the story.
Six people have received full presidential pardons from President Joe Biden. The list includes a woman from Columbus, Ohio, who was convicted of murder in the second degree for killing her husband while she was pregnant. The White House says the court wouldn't allow expert testimony regarding battered woman syndrome, as she testified she had been abused by her husband. The White House calls it one of the first significant steps toward judicial recognition of battered woman syndrome. Other pardons include five men convicted of alcohol and drug-related charges.
The St. Louis lawyer and his wife, who were charged after waving guns at George Floyd protesters in 2020, won't be receiving their guns back in the near future. Fox's Tom Rigotti explains.
Mark and Patricia McCloskey pleaded guilty last year. The McCloskeys' Colt AR-15 rifle and Brico 380 caliber pistol were turned over to prosecutors as part of the plea agreement, but the governor pardoned them. Mark McCloskey sued last year to have those guns returned, but a Missouri judge has ruled the pardon doesn't mean the couple gets the weapons back. Saying the governor's action has no bearing on the plea agreement, McCloskey says he plans to appeal.
Look out for changes to the Starbucks reward program, thanks to inflation.
Starting February, the number of reward stars needed to get a basic brewed hot coffee, bakery item, or hot tea is jumping from 50 points to 100. Regulars will need to redeem 200 reward stars for handcrafted beverages like Frappuccinos or any hot breakfast items, and the salad, sandwich, or protein box, which customers can currently swap out 200 stars for, will cost 300 February. Customers are getting a break, though, when it comes to some things like the packaged coffee beans. A bag will run you 300 stars, down from the current 400.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.